Okay, Rosa. Yesterday, we discussed the halacha of Sukkos Ganvach. Sukkos Goyim, on page 3, on Ches on the base, Sukkos Goyim, Noshim, Behema, Kusim. So all these sukkahs are good sukkahs. Uvash tehem sukkahs kilchasa. So the question that we're in the middle of discussing is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin Memheim and Beis. The Rabbeinu Tam sheet is that when the Gemara says that a woman, a guy, an eved can't write tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah, and it's based on the smichas hapsukim ukshartam uksaftam, that whoever has a chi of kshira has a chi of to put on tefillin, he has the ability to write the tefillin. And the Gemara extends that not only to tefillin, but to mezuzah and to sefer Torah. Even though mezuzah is different, because mezuzah, a woman is chayiv in mezuzah. So you might think she should be able to write a mezuzah. But it's all learned out from tefillin, that tefillin, she's not a bar kshira, so it's not a bar ksiva. So Rabbeinu Tam extends this to other areas. In other words, the Gemara only said about Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah that it's no good. And Rabbi Natam says that a woman cannot make the eged for a dalad minim. But she can't make the dalad minim. How do you make the dalad minim? By tying them together, according to the opinion lulav tzarech eged. So she can't do that because she's not chayiv in the dalad minim, so she can't make the dalad minim. So then the question is, so how come she could make a sukkah? And he leaves that without an answer. So we left off yesterday with the teretz of the Koheles Yaakov on page 24. And the Koheles Yaakov, that's the Mishkanos Yaakov Sefer on the Masechtas, the Mishkanos Yaakov says that it's not, Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is not about all cases. It's only about mitzvahs that only about mitzvahs that have to be lishma. Right, not every mitzvah has to be lishma. Lishma means it has to be made for the mitzvah. So tefillin have to be made for the mitzvah. But if it's not made for the mitzvah, so then it's no good. So a person who's not chayiv in the mitzvah can't create lishma. So tefillin has to be made for the lishma, mezuzah, sefer Torah, but sukkah doesn't. Because a sukkah, as long as you made it for shade, it's good. So therefore, since it doesn't have to be lishma, so this rule of Rabbeinu Tam, that if you're not mechuyiv in the mitzvah, you can't create the mitzvah, would not apply. That's what the Koheles Yaakov says. Yeah. Who? Woman is chayiv mezuzah. Right. So we're saying that because it's all learned from tefillin.
But not that.
Right. Right. Now, page 25, there was a sefer that was printed in honor of Dr. Lamb, Shlita. And one different people wrote different articles. Rabbi Shechter wrote an article, so he discussed this Rabbi Natam. So he says over here on page 25, in the bottom paragraph, he says, "Uviyishuv das Rabbi Natam kasov hagol ba'al mishkan siyakum sivro kohel siyakum the shiny sukkah." Hold the Kaimalan ki Beis Hillel. Since we hold like Beis Hillel, what the lo matzuchi shuteya siyas asukah l'shma. Beis Hillel says you don't need it to be l'shma. Memela ein shama tzorach liyeshno b'toros. So then you don't have to be a mechuyev b'dover to create the sukkah, because it's limited to l'shma. Abasiyas titzis v'agidas lulav. The East Lady of Benetam Dvina Buhasiyah Lishma. So, those things, apparently Rabbi Natam says that tzitzis has to be made Lishma for the mitzvah of tzitzis. And the lulav also has to be made for the mitzvah of lulav. So, therefore, if you're not chayiv, you can't make lishma. And then he quotes another example of Shechter here from what if you have matzah that was made kosher matzah, no chametz at all. So the Gemara says in Pesachim a memar al aleph betzekel shel nochrim, that means that matzahs that were made by a goy adam memale kresu mehem. You could eat, you could fill yourself up on the Seder night, but you know what? You're not Yotze with any of them. Provided that you eat one good matzah that was made l'shma at the end. The hoyel v'nochrim einem b'toros mitzvahs matzah, I'm reading from Rav Shach's article, einem yichol l'itzor l'shma. V'matzah lo b'inu l'shma. So what's the idea? Right, because matzah has to be lishma, so in order to have, for something to be lishma, it has to be made by somebody who's chayiv in the mitzvah. But a mitzvah that doesn't need lishma, a sukkah doesn't have to be made lishma. A sukkah can be made for just pure pleasure. You want to just have a hut for your to go out in your backyard to have shade, and so if you made it in a way that's kosher for sukkah, you could use it for sukkah. Even though when you made it for sukkah, that wasn't, I mean, even though when you made it, it wasn't your intention whatsoever for sukkah. But it doesn't mean lishma. So if it doesn't mean lishma, that's what the Mishkan Rosh Yaakov says, that it doesn't have to what? It doesn't have to be made by somebody who's mechuyev in it. And what's the idea? On page 26, Rav Shechter continues, and here chidush agrach. B'shem Agon Rav Simcha Zelig. You heard of Rav Simcha Zelig? Who's Rav Simcha Zelig? Dayan Brisk. What was his last name? Rieger. Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger. And who was he? He was the Dayan in Brisk. I think he was a Talmud of Rav Chaim in the Volozhny Yeshiva. Rav Chaim Brisker. And he appointed him to be the Dayan of Brisk. So he was a big Talmid Chacham. He was killed by the war. He was a Simcha Zelig, very chashuv person. They say, I think Rav Shechter pointed out, they say he's the only person that Rav Chaim quotes from his generation. In other words, in his sefer, all the people that Rav Chaim quotes are the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah. He doesn't quote contemporaries. The only contemporary he ever quoted, I think Rav Shechter pointed out, I'll just point out, in his sefer is Rav Simcha Zelig. So Rav Simcha Zalik says, what does he say? Shachir Shemasha Omru, the Efsha Lismoch Al Hanokri Lichtov as a get Lishma. In other words, if you want to get a Nochri, to write a get. So could a Nochri write a get? No, he can't write a get. Could a Cotton write a get? Could a Cotton write a get? Could a Cotton write a get? What's the din? What's the halakha by a Cotton? No? You have a Gemara Gittin? Who says? Hey, no, who says?
No.
What? I got it here.
No.
No? Okay. Yeah, so. Okay, so if you look in the Mishnah Gittin of Chav Beis Amid Beis, it says, Hakol Ksherim Lichtovas Haget. Everyone can write a get. Afil Chereshot of a Cotton. Even a Chereshot of a Cotton can write a get. Oh, I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, but how? The Gemara asks the Kasha. The Halav B'nei Deyaminu. But they're not, they love Bardas. So you know what the Gemara says? Amar Abhuna B'hu Shehoya Godol Omer Al Gabo. In other words, as long as there's a Godol supervising it, telling him to write the get for this and this person, so even though the Godol's not writing it, the Cotton's writing it, Godol Omer Al Gabo works. So the Gemara says, so how come a Goy doesn't work? So say a Goy writes a get. So why can't you? And the Israel is what? Is Omer Al Gabov. So does that work? No. Because the Mishnah only said Cheresh Shote V'Katan work. And so a Gadol doesn't work. So a Goy doesn't work. So what's the Pshat? So what is the Gemara answer? What's the Lashon? Ove kachovim ladaite de napshe ovad. Even though the Goy you're telling the Goy write it for this couple, the Goy says, oh, he's independent. He's not necessarily listening to you. He's independent. The Cotton, you tell him to do it. Let's say you tell a Cotton to do something, so he listens. Right? But when you tell a Goy to listen, to do something, to write it Lishma, who says that's what, he has his own mind. He has a mind of his own. So therefore, even though he's writing it, and you're saying, well, write it Lishma, who says he's writing it Lishma? Just because you're telling him to do it. A kid, you tell him to do Lishma, we assume he's doing Lishma. That's a simple shot. So if a kid, a Kotlin, is writing a get, and there's a Godol Omer Al Gabo telling him, coaching him to write it Lishma, so it's good. But a guy who's writing the get and you're coaching him to write the Shema, no good. Oh. So that's the simple shot. Yeah.
A goy katan.
Oh. A goy katan. He's asking a good question. What? Machine. Oh. Oh, so that's going to be very significant in what Rav Simcha Zelig is going to say here. So Rav Simcha Zelig says he doesn't think the way I explained it to you just now, that a guy, a little cotton, I tell him to do something, he listens. So you can assume it's Lishma. guy, assume a guy Godel, he has his own mind. So he says he doesn't think. Look inside. On page 26 of Schechter's article, he writes, third line. Hey, na yein chidush agraf, b'shem ha-goyin v'simpazeling, shokhiyat shemash omru b'gmara, di afshar lismoch al anokhri lichtov as again lishmo, b'shem dadaita de nafshe ka'ovit, de'en kavon is ha-gmar lo markan umdena psychologus. In other words, it's not psychology. Or you could say the simple shot is we're saying psychology. That a kid, he doesn't know anybody. You tell him to do something, he does it. Whatever you tell him to do, you tell him to think this way, he'll think this way. You tell him, but a guy is independent. So he says he doesn't think that's the shot. Why? So he says, so he quotes from the Perek Gimel Megerish in Halacha Tezvav, Sh'af Hamumra Lachal as a Shabbos Befarhesya. Right, if a person is Mechal Shabbos Befarhesya, he's Mechal Shabbos publicly. Asher Dino Kenochri, he has a status like a guy for certain halachas. Gam came Posel Luxivus Aget. So he's also Posel. So, because Shalom Hashemachmas Chilos Hashabbos Hishtana as psychological Shalom, just because he's Michal Shabbos, so he's a different psychology. So he says no. That he says like this, that it doesn't mean that the guy doesn't listen, the Jew listens, but it's a halacha. Shall pidin mufkahu mivitzor lishma. Whereas he says that. That it's not a question of listening versus not listening. Even if the guy would listen, and even, like you said, even if he's a guy cotton, so he'll listen. But a daita de nafshe ka'ovid is not a psychology, but it's a halacha. As the Shach says from Simcha Zelig, it's a halacha. So therefore, when you need something lishma, it's not considered lishma pidin unless the person is connected to the mitzvah, unless he is chayiv in the mitzvah. So a Jew, if he's in the gadol omer al gabav, so he can create lishma because he has the gadol who's acting on his behalf. But a guy is not in the parsha b'chlal. So he can't create lishma, because to create lishma, it's not enough that you're thinking lishma. It's you have to be connected to the mitzvah. So even though the guy is a good guy and he wants to do anything that you tell him to do, he'll do, and he's thinking that way. His mental capacity is, I want to do it for the mitzvah, for this mitzvah. But since he's not chayav, al pidin, the halacha considers it that it's not lishma. It's not a physical thing. It's not a psychological thing, as Rosh Hashanah said. It's just a halacha that a goy cannot create lishma. So b'meila, that's what Rosh Hashanah says over here on page 27 in the second paragraph. He says the gam hayanir lomar al pipshuto to mashakosov harabeinu taham. That Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that a woman can't make the eged of the lulav. That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who says that you need an eged, and the eged has to be lishma. So Mamela, if the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that if you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, you can't create lishma. But sukkah never needs lishma. Sukkah never needs lishma. So sukkah never needs lishma. So Mamela, what? It can be made even by a goy. That is the and a woman. Yeah, Ezra. Right, but since the Gadol is Omen al Gabov, so he creates the connection. So we assume that the Katan is acting on his behalf, and since he's chayiv in the mitzvah, so then he's the Gadol. Right. In other words, the Katan is acting on behalf of the Gadol. So, since the Gadol he's doing on his das, and he's a Jew, so then it connects him to the mitzvah. Right. So, if you're saying what we said now, so maybe if you would say like the simple shot of the Gemara that it's a psychological thing, so then maybe a goy katan would be good too. But Rav Simcha Zelig wouldn't say that, because Rav Simcha Zelig would say it's a halacha that if you're not mitzuvah in the mitzvah, you have no connection to the mitzvah, then you can't create lishma. The Jew katam, because there's a gadolog ben al gabov, and he's acting on behalf of the gadol. No, so in Achanami, if you learn this Gemara that it's a psychological thing, that Ketanim listen and older people have the minds of their own, so then it'll be the same. That a Goy Katan would be good, maybe, and a Yisrael Katan would be good. Because if they're told to do a Lishma, they're doing Lishma. But if you hold like Rav Simcha Zelig, that the concept of lishma is not what I think only. It only is enough to what you're actually thinking if you're connected to the mitzvah. But if you're not connected to the mitzvah, then it's not. Rav Simcha Zelig, it's a halacha that if you're not, you have no connection to the mitzvah, you can't create lishma. So if you're a Jew, you can create lishma. And if you're a goy, you can't create lishma. But a katan also is a goy. A goy, if he's a Jew, so he's connected to the mitzvah. If he's a goy, then he's not connected. If there's a gadol min al gabov, who? Right. Well, goy. Right. He's never connected to. Tefillin has to be lishma, yeah. The goy can make the tefillin. Yeah. So you're saying. A goy. Say again. What are you saying, Rabbi Harari?
If it's only fulfilling a simple act of evil or whatever, that he can handle control of the guest, he's got to take the same Aisha, the same Aisha.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean over here that he's not listening. I mean, he could be listening, he just... Maybe. Yeah, that's what we were talking about yesterday, yeah. Okay. Now, there is a shot of the Avnei Nezer. I mean, if you want to get, we can look, you can write it down in Shulchan Aruch. You want to get the Shulchan Aruch? Okay, later, we'll get it later. We'll get it later. What? Yeah, well, the question whether you need it b'chlal. I mean, because it's, I guess he's learning, he's equating it to tefillin. Yeah. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that just like the Gemara says you can't write tefillin if you're not a Bar Chiyuva, so you can't light lulav either. You can't make a lulav, you can't tie the lulav. So what's the connection? So it could be, the connection is that they both need lishma. Because you had died to the nafshek of it.
Isn't that the case
of
tefillin also?
So we have to. We can't talk. I don't talk about anything unless we do it inside. So we have to. We have to see it inside, then we can talk. Okay. So there is a tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. On page 13, Siman Tov Pei Aleph. So the Avnei Nezer also speaks about this question on the Rabbeinu Tam. That how can it be that a woman can make the tzitzis, but she's not mechuyev, but she could still make the sukkah. Right? That's the question. So the first terence we gave is that there's a difference between a mitzvah that needs lishma and a mitzvah that doesn't need lishma. Sukkah doesn't need lishma. Sukkah only means that you have to make sukkah the same tzel. It doesn't have to be lishma. So says the... So he wants to give another teretz to the question. He says, "Tasa Rabbeinu Tam, page 13. They nishaos the tzitzis v'agud ogeres lulav kevin she'enem chiyevus k'moshe psulu k'sivus tefillin kevin she'enem k'shira tamua the maishna misukas ganvach v'nira liyashev hinei koshev had the paragraph u'bezdin kafu v'ahol matzah." Right, there's a Gemara about a person was forced to eat matzah. So let's see. Kafu v'achol matzah. So what was the case? Ilei mitcha kafu a shade. A demon got into him. So in other words, halacha is kafu v'achol matzah is yotza. Right, yotze. If somebody forces you to eat matzah on Pesach night, Yotze. So So who forced you here? If you were forced by the demon, so that means you had temporary insanity, at least. So how can you be yotze? Fatani, because you shota, hare shota, l'chol dvarach. Because of Rav Mishem Sha'achol B'Shal Sha'al Potom Mikol HaMitzvahs. So it says, V'chashem Ma'isha Michalitza, the Shota, Imaya Bar Kavana, B'Varul Omer Al Gaba, V'yakosha, V'yakosha, Shilav Deino Bar Kriya, Yakosha. So the halacha is that Chalitza of the Shota, yeah, go over on Gabbav is good. Even though he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. So I thought if you're not chayiv in mitzvah, the mitzvah, you can't do the mitzvah. So it says, Achachiluk Poshet, the Shani Chalitzu Durak Matir, Aisha Linosi. Pain, Koreshas, Chalitzu Kriya Shnei Dvarim HaMatiri. Okay, lochmas lani meino bachiyuv, moshchita shekshera bekot. So the Avnei Nezer wants to make a distinction between a mitzvah and a matir. There was certain things that are mitzvah. You put on tefillin, that's a mitzvah. You shake the lulav, that's a mitzvah. But certain things, he says, aren't really mitzvahs. Shechita, for example. Is Shechita really a mitzvah? Or it's not a mitzvah. It's that if you want to eat meat, so you have to do Shechita. It's just a way of getting something done. Way of, I want to eat meat, I shech.
What?
Yeah. So.
Why do you say the speak?
Shekh the Shalom, Mr. Sam Sivanu, Allah Shita. Because Hashem commanded us to do Shita if we want to eat. But it's not like Rabbi Ganak once said to Rav Soloveitchik, he didn't think that if a person is a Shaykhik and he's shechting 100 chickens, 200 chickens a day, that he gets them a mitzvah for every chicken that he shechted. That's what he thought. Because maybe it's not a mitzvah. It's something you have to do. Because, you know, this day and age, we call everything, anyone who doesn't know anything about anybody, oh, it's a mitzvah. You know, oh, so it's a very big mitzvah. How do you know it's a big mitzvah? Everyone says a mitzvah. You know, that became the term. For, you know, that's a good deed. That's a mitzvah. So do they really know it's a mitzvah? What, if it's a mitzvah, not a mitzvah? They just feel that it sounds a good thing to do. Oh, this is a mitzvah. And sometimes they're right. Sometimes they're not right. You know what I mean? You know, mitzvah is what, you know, the Torah, Chazal, says a mitzvah. It could be, but it became a colloquial phraseology of something, you know, good. Oh, that's a mitzvah. You did a mitzvah today, you know. So not everything, you know, that we just use that phrase loosely. Oh, so he said. So he wants to say the same thing. Shechita, when the shechit checks. So he says maybe that's not a mitzvah. In other words, you have to do it. But in other words, a mitzvah means that you get tzchar. It's, you know, it's something that's. Or Olam Haba, whatever it is. But some things, it's not necessarily mitzvah. It's, if you want to eat meat, this is the procedure. It's a procedure. It's a procedure that you have to do. Do you get schar for every time you shech? Maybe yes, maybe no. But it's not the same thing as tefillin and mezuzah and tzitzis and all these things. So one second. Let me say it over and then we'll take questions. So he says like this, that Avnei Nezer, that chalitza is not necessarily a mitzvah. Chalitza, you want to free the woman so she can, right, her husband died without children, and now she's supposed to marry his brother, and they don't, as one is that we don't do yibum, so you have to do chalitza, right, we don't do yibum. The Sephardim, well, I'll just point out, Rav Avadya Yosef wanted to reinstitute chalitza. The Sephardim always had the custom that they did chalitza. I mean, I'm yibum. Yeah. So now even the Sephardim, not so much the practice. Maybe somebody who doesn't, but so then what's the option? To do chalitza, or else she's stuck. Okay? You have to do chalitza, and then she can go marry whoever she wants. So is that like a mitzvah, like a get? Is that a mitzvah, a get? Or I guess not a mitzvah. Again, it's a procedure. You want to get remarried, so you get it. The husband gives a get. She gets remarried. So there are certain things are mandatory procedures to free a person from something, to allow a person to do something, but not necessarily an act of a mitzvah that Hashem says that I'll give you schar, because you want to eat meat. There's no chiyuv that you have to eat meat. You want to eat meat, so this is what you got to do. Don't eat meat. Eat Cheerios. Eat Cheerios. What do you mean eat meat? Eat Cheerios. Then you won't have to shach. Eat Cheerios. But you want to eat meat, so go ahead and eat meat. So he wants to say like this, that the concept, this is a chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam, that whenever there's a mitzvah involved, so in order to create the chepetz of the mitzvah, you have to be chayiv in that mitzvah. So the mezuzah is a mitzvah, and tefillin is a mitzvah, and sefer Torah is a mitzvah. So you have to be chayiv in the mitzvah to create the mitzvah. But certain things are not necessarily mitzvahs. They just matir something. They just allow you to do something you want to do. Like a get. Mitzvah. It allows you now to remarry. And chalitza allows you to remarry. So now he's going to say a tremendous chiddush. Okay? Ready for this one? Rabbi Nezer wants to say that maybe sukkah is not a mitzvah. It's just a matir. You want to eat. You want to eat. So you have to eat in the sukkah. But it's not like tefillin. You have to put on tefillin. You have to shake the lulav. Right? Okay. So therefore, but there's no chiyuv, so you won't eat. Then you don't need the sukkah. So he says sukkah is a matya, and then when it comes to a matya, you don't need a bar for you with the baby. So therefore, that's why sukkah's gambach is good. One second. So take a look on page 13 at the bottom. Yotz alonim he said that the sukkah shaper yishlo mashach sukkah matir ha'achila til l'shem. The sukkah, I want to perform, I want to eat, I want to sleep. You want to do these things? Do it in the sukkah. But not that it's a mitzvah, it's a matir. So therefore, if something's a matir, so the same thing by shchita. The same thing by shchita. Is it a mitzvah shchita? No. It's a matir. I want to eat. So therefore, what's the halacha? Could a cotton shecht? Could a cotton be a shoke? Yes. A cotton can be a shoke. As long as he's old enough that he, and as long as someone watched him that he did a proper job.
going over, not going over the shmuck, or maybe going over on top of to see that he did a proper job, I'm punishing the chef. Ah, but he's not a Barki Yuba, I'm fine. How could he chef? The answer is, that's a mock. None of this is just a mock. Okay? Do you have any questions? Do you have any the parents? Do you have the parents? Okay, I'll be basic. So Moshe, no.
First
my assistant. Oh. So this is a question that I've been thinking about telling you for 30 years that I'm thinking about first. But it's not true. You can only, but the first night, there's a chiv to eat in the sukkah. It's not just a matir, I have to eat in the sukkah. You don't say the first night, okay, I don't want to eat. No, you have to eat. So you want to tell me that sukkah's gambach is not good in the first night? Maybe, but the Gemara never says that. The Gemara says sukkah's gambach is good. It's not sure that it's good any night. But yet, how can you possibly say that sukkah is a matir even in the first night? So I've been thinking about this question. You know who wrote about this question? Who asked this question of the other? But Moshe Dechter asked it. But on page 16, the Sefer Orach Meisharim. Who's that? Who's the Orach Meisharim? Rav Paleach. Rav Moshe Aaron Paleach. Who wants the TABC here? Right. So you know. Mr. P. That's his grandson. That's his grandson, Mr. P. TABC. Right. Mr. P. from TABC. That's the grandson. Vacation Village. Oh. Who's in the Vacation Village? Rabbi Yisrael Palaya? Son. Mr. P.'s father. Yeah. So Mr. P, Rabbi Yisrael Paleyev, he was nifter. He was nifter. I was once, one summer, years ago, I was in Camp Rawley for the summer. And he was the camp rabbi that summer. And he was the first person who I heard of from the Sefer Mishnah Brewer, from Rabbi Paleyev. I never heard of the Sefer before. I was around 12 years old at the time. Never heard of the Sefer Mishnah Brewer. Because we learned Yeshiva Flavish, we learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That was the old sefer that people learned. I mean, my Rebbe was not a modern person. My Rebbe was a Talmud of a part of Asimut. Was my Rebbe, Rav Avram Gansvi. But we learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That was the Rabbi Sip said. He once asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, what sefer should he learn halacha with the Balabatim? He said Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Brewer thing is a more recent phenomenon that everyone's learning Mishnah Brewer. But there was people learning other Svarim. The main Svarim people were learning the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and Rabbi Yagi pointed out Chayodim, things like that. Well, I don't know if they were learning then the Mishnah Brewer became a very popular thing, and then people stopped learning all these other Svarim. But so he used to give the son of Rabbi Paleyev from Vacation Village, he used to give a Dvar Halacha every morning after davening from the Sefer Mishnah Brewer. I never heard of it before. And that's how I did. So he asked this question. This is Rabbi Paleyev. Take a look. So he asked the question. Look at the bottom paragraph on the right side of page 16. The Ikra Dedina, in Mitzvah Sukkah, he Mitzvah Materis, Moshvika, and Rihu Bezer, he showed, and in the Haskina, and later from David, yeah, from Makhla Shekoshel, the Yosef, 3 lines from the bottom, Al Terusu, the few who named the Shai Yom, the Mitzvah Materis, he made a road to Lechol, who put her, the Sukkah, of Abelal Rishon, Vada Huchiyav Lechol, the Sukkah, who called Yalma. So that's Rav Paleyev's Kasha on the Avnei Nezer. How can the Avnei Nezer possibly say that you don't have to have a sukkah made by somebody who's kosher? You can have a woman, a guy, make the sukkah. Since the sukkah is a matir, it's not a mitzvah, because who says you have to eat? It's like shechita. You know, the Nesi says it's like shechita. You want to eat, so then shechem. So you want to eat, eat in the sukkah. But l'chol, that's not true about the first night. So how can he possibly, how can he have the, since the kasha is too good, you know what I mean? I mean, you don't have to be the Avni Nezer to know this halacha. The first night you have to eat, you know. Avni Nezer knew that better than us. So what's the trap? So I've been thinking about this, I'm telling you, for 30 years I've been thinking about this question. What? Oh. So if you take a look on page 17, and this is something similar to what maybe Nimrod was saying yesterday. So he has this question that Rav Kolayev asked. In other words, what they did is the Avnei Nezer didn't write his perish on the Gemara, running commentary on the Gemara. He wrote tshuvas. So people, what people did was they took the tshuvas and then they organized it kafi seder hadaf. So they just took tshuva and the dafches, they put this tshuva here. They rearranged it. They call Avnei Nezer Masechta Sukkah. There's no such thing as Avnei Nezer Masechta Sukkah. But someone rearranged it. So he quotes the piece here. Then he has the editor's note on the bottom. And the third line. Oh, kasher, if his eyes are Lila Rishon, who had that mitzvah Gemura. Says, Achitachim ma'od, shekavadash advar tachi, the mitzvah he be'emes achil of a sukkah. The mitzvah is achil of a sukkah. Ach ein mekayim in mitzvah begrupa shol sukkah, where if you, it's not like a lulav. A lulav, you can mekayim the mitzvah with the lulav. El al yidei ha-sukkah. Kevin shekach, lo shach klal ha-tzvik shiyatz ha-sukkah mishu bachir. Kemalon lasiyah, so kevin, the below the sukkah chayel din ha-mitzvah, el ha-bachir ha-sukkah. In other words, it's not like a lulav or tefillin. You're doing the mitzvah with the tefillin. You're doing the mitzvah with the lulav. Here, the mitzvah is eating. But you're not doing it with the sukkah. Either kitzvil shem var mitzvah tzarech lanichem, and the mitzvah sukkah who lo do besukkah, who lo beso. But in other words, you have to. But you're not actively. But you're living in the sukkah. But now you're doing the mitzvah with the sukkah. The mitzvah is the eating. That's the mitzvah. You have to do it in the sukkah. But it's not like you're directly using the. You have to be in the sukkah, but it's not like you're doing an action with the sukkah. You're doing the action with eating. Where do you have to eat? In the sukkah. So he says that's the pshat that sukkah is a matir. The pshat is that you're not doing a mitzvah directly with the sukkah. You're doing the mitzvah of eating, and you have to eat in the sukkah. The sukkah is like a side thing. The mitzvah is to be in the sukkah, but not to do the mitzvah with the sukkah. So if he beer zesh ayechem with varm gamal zayis rishon, that the vaday mitzvah b'komokom achim b'sukkah hiya mitzvah. Lo sha sukkah hiya dvar mitzvah. It's very fine.
What you don't want to
eat? One second. They're saying, in other words, you don't call the sukkah the chepsa shal mitzvah. Chepsa shal mitzvah means when you're taking the chepetz and you're doing the mitzvah by putting on the tefillin, by picking up the lulav. Here, you're in a sukkah. So the sukkah is not the chepetz of the mitzvah. Chepetz of the mitzvah is the. Is the piece of challah you're eating? Yeah, you can't be a chatzitza. So Mamela, that's what he means to say, that it's not a mitzvah, it's a matir. Because it's not a chayta, it's not the chayta, it's the mitzvah. Is that what were you saying yesterday?
You were saying...
Right, so that's what he's saying. So Mamela, so therefore he's saying the sukkah is not the chefetz of the mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah by sitting in the sukkah, but it's not, he's saying, the mitzvah he be'emes ha'achila b'sukkah. Ha'ein b'kayim in mitzvah b'gufa shol sukkah. In other words, you're not doing the mitzvah with the sukkah, el al yidei ha'sukkah. It's a very fine... What? You're in the sukkah. You're not picking up the sukkah. The mitzvah is not picking up the sukkah. Not. You're in the sukkah, as opposed to doing the mitzvah with the object. Like tefillin, I do the mitzvah with the object. Lulav, I do the mitzvah with the object. Here, I do the mitzvah in the sukkah. So b'meila, the sukkah is enabling me. Enabler. The sukkah is an enabler. It's not the chef, it's an enabler. The sukkah is an enabler. So b'meila, if it's only enabler, then you don't need someone who bar chiyuva, because it's not directly the chefetz of the mitzvah.
How do you say that?
Reisha v'sukkah, because I'm sitting in the sukkah. I'm eating in the sukkah. Right, but you can't do it without the sukkah. But it's a step removed, because you're not doing it with the sukkah. You're not doing it the gufashal sukkah. The gufashal sukkah means you're taking the sukkah. You're not taking the sukkah, you're in the sukkah. Max? Yeah, it's a very fine... Maybe it's too fine. But this is the... In other words, maybe the concept... In other words, the concept of the Avni Nezer, that it's not a mitzvah, it's just a matir, is because certain things you do the mitzvah with the item. That's the core of the mitzvah. The core of the mitzvah is putting on the tefillin. You're shaking the lulav. That's the core of the mitzvah. So then, a person wants to make a lulav, he can't be a woman. This is not the point. He wants to make the tefillin, he can't be a woman. Because I'm actually doing the mitzvah with this item. But by sukkah, I'm not doing it with the item, I'm doing it in the item. In the sukkah. So you don't call the sukkah the chefetz shel mitzvah. The chefetz of mitzvah is eating. You have to be eating someplace. You have to be eating in the sukkah. So the sukkah enables me to do the eating. But it's not the chetzet shel mitzvah, because I'm not doing anything to the sukkah. I'm not picking up the sukkah. I'm not doing an action with the sukkah. So b'meila, that's what he means, a matzah. So then, if that's the trap, the mitzvah versus a matzah, that fits in even for the first night. Yeah.
Yeah,
but once you're wearing it, then you're mechuyev.
Yeah,
so that's what he's saying, is that he doesn't think that that's what it means. It means mitzvah matir in the Avni Nezer means whether you're doing the mitzvah with that chepetz, or is that chepetz just a side thing? It's just an enabler. It's not the thing itself. It enables me to do the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. But it's not the thing that I'm doing the mitzvah with. Because doing the mitzvah with means physically doing the mitzvah with. To sit in the sukkah, metayel the sukkah, ochel the sukkah, yashin the sukkah. Think about this. I mean, when I saw this, I was thinking about this, I'm telling you, for like 30 years, and then I saw this. It was very interesting, and then I was thinking about this for a long time. It's very... I think it's something you have to... dismissal. Speak over to your chavrus about it and see whether you like this pshat. Or else, but if you don't have this pshat, then Rav Kalev's question comes back. And then the question's too good. The question's too good. You understand? Like Rav Eliezer didn't realize that. You want to tell me that Rav Eliezer, who holds Sukkot's Gamba, because Inach Hanami is not mutter on the first day, but no one says that. He should have said that out. But if you say this pshat, it's a little bit esoteric, but I want you to think about it. And we can discuss it tomorrow. There's some more.